News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A key inflation gauge moved higher in May while Americans cut back on their spending. The Commerce Department says prices rose 2.3% in May compared with a year ago, up from 2.1% in April. President Trump says the U.S. and China have signed a trade agreement.
We're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened, and the relationship with every country has been very good.
It's not clear if this deal was different from the one Trump announced 2 weeks earlier that he said would make it easier for American industries to obtain much-needed magnets and rare earth minerals. The FDA is expanding warnings on the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines over a rare heart risk mainly seen in young men. Myocarditis, a mild heart inflammation, first emerged as a side effect in 2021. Prescribing information from both vaccines already advises doctors about the issue. Sports betting could soon be coming to the college ranks with a twist, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The NCAA is considering a proposal to allow athletes and staff to bet on professional sports while maintaining strict bans on college sports betting. The Division I Council introduced the idea, which requires approval from Divisions II and III. The NCAA says this shift reflects the rise of legalized gambling and aims to focus enforcement on college sports integrity. Current rules already ban betting on NCAA sports with severe penalties for violations. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Celebrities have arrived in Venice for the luxurious wedding of billionaire Jeff Bezos and fiancée Lauren Sanchez, but some locals oppose the festivities, calling it a display of wealth in a city where tourism often takes precedence over residents' needs when it comes to affordable housing and essential services. This is AP News. Six Americans have been detained in South Korea for trying to send 1,600 plastic bottles filled with rice, miniature Bibles, $1 bills, and USB sticks toward North Korea by sea.
The Americans were apprehended on frontline Gunhwa Island before throwing the bottles into the sea so they could float toward North Korean shores, police say, adding, the Americans are being investigated on allegations they violated the law on the management of safety and disasters. The officers are not providing personal details of the Americans in line with privacy rules. Gunhwa police say they haven't found what's on the USB sticks. For years, activists have sought to float bottles or fly balloons across the border carrying anti-North Korea propaganda leaflets, a practice that was banned from 2021 to 23 over concerns it could inflame tensions with the North. The US embassy in South Korea had no immediate public comment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.